This is your 1017 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update.
Recovering after being shot by a Milwaukee police officer on the city's south side, authorities say the officer made a traffic stop Wednesday near 12th and Greenfield when a 21-year-old man exited his vehicle and fled on foot. Officials say during the chase, a suspect dropped a gun and tried to grab it. That's when the officer fired his gun at the suspect. Police say the 21-year-old man was taken to the hospital but is expected to survive. No other injuries were reported. The 26-year-old Milwaukee police officer with over 6 years of service is on administrative leave. Microsoft plans to invest an additional $4 billion to build a second data center in Mount Pleasant. The company plans to use a facility as a distributed training supercomputer for artificial intelligence services. This brings Microsoft's total investment to Racine County to over $7 billion. Microsoft officially purchased 315 acres of land in Mount Pleasant in June of 2023. The first artificial intelligence data center is on track for completion in early 2026. The unemployment rate is holding steady last month in Wisconsin at 3.1%, staying below the national unemployment rate of 4.3%. Data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows the state's labor force decreased by 7,100 over the month, and the number of people employed also went down by 6,000. Job sectors that saw the biggest gains were healthcare, leisure and hospitality, and administration support. This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on the new 1017 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I can't hear a word you're saying, so because my headphones, yeah, I gotta say that. Okay, what you say? Yeah. So this is weird. So I be sending email all day, and I have stuff on my computer, and I send it. Oh, so email has been down all day. Hey, y'all, thanks for letting me know. There's no way anybody could have let me know because they would have sent me an email.
They did.
They sent me an email telling me email was down. Oh, okay. That is hilarious. That hey. I guess it's just one more thing to pop off about today, huh? You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. This is Pop Off Friday. And from the looks of it, it is going to be a very full show today. There are a lot of things that are
happening today. And what's dude's name that killed Sade Robinson? I don't care. He is getting transferred out of state. One of the reasons he's getting transferred out of the state is because there are death threats against him based on what they believe. I'm sorry, what he was convicted of regarding Sade Robinson. So WISN.com just sent out a alert that the good old boy is, I probably shouldn't call him that. The good old boy is being sent out of state for his safety. I will hang on a second. I'm trying to cry. Okay. So I shed a tear for him. So that's that. So we've been hearing about everything that has to do with Mr. Kirk. And people have been talking and saying and screaming and all that. But I just want to share, this is an article from TheRoot.com. I want to share what they call 15 reasons Jimmy Kimmel, who got canceled, his show got canceled indefinitely, taken off the air indefinitely. 15 reasons Jimmy Kimmel should be a cautionary tale for black folks post Charlie Kirk's death. And we've had a few people who sent texts, who said things that as a human being, I question because, like, no one should talk about another person after they die. But that's life. Hey, what's up, Kwanda? What's up, Essie? What's up, Reginald? Good afternoon. Hope you're having a great day. It's a little warm outside, but not as warm as I thought. The blower in my car went out. The fan blower went out. And so I have to get it fixed. And I got to get it fixed. So I was running air conditioning the other day when it was like 94. And it just went, phew. And I was like, really? I hope it was a fuse or something. But I got to get that checked. Now, the kicker is I got to get it checked before winter so it can blow heat. I don't really care about air conditioning. I'm not a big air conditioner guy. I can drive in the heat, and I'm fine. I can drive in Arizona heat with the window cracked or down because, you know, everybody in Arizona has air conditioning. I don't get it, but anyway. But here, I like to drive with the windows down. I like the air, stuff like that. Hey, what's up, Curly Q? And so I digress. I want to share with you 15 things you need to recognize regarding Jimmy Kimmel and post Charlie Kirk's death. Number one, lead with some empathy. Somebody put on X, black woman says she walked out of her church because they had empathy for Charlie Kirk's death. As a human being, it ought not matter. I go after people when they talk about Martin Luther King and his life and the rumors of him having been with women that were not his wife and all that stuff. And I'm like, that has nothing to do with the greatness that he did. So now that he's dead, yeah, lead with some empathy. Number two, think before you speak. Think about what you're about to say. Think about the fact that not everything needs a reaction. Don't be a blog hero. Don't be a keyboard warrior typing. And then you get drunk and say what you really think and end up losing a job. Be careful in your group chats. You know why? Because somebody in there might be offended. Somebody in there might think it can't. If you put it on your phone and put it in a group chat, all a person has to do is cut and paste it onto social media and you're done. And it's to the point where they can attribute it to you, and you didn't say it, and you're still done. Look at what happened to that assistant principal of a school that they said somebody said something, and they didn't even prove it. But anyway, be mindful of comment sections. Read them. Don't put your name in them. Keep risky opinions away from the workplace. What you think, how you feel. Keep it to yourself. It's unfortunate, but you do not have free speech at work. Steer clear of risky political crossfire. When you're in a group and everybody's talking about one group, shut up. Watch how people react. Only thing I can say is read the room, but never celebrate anybody's death, even if you're happy and even if you killed them. Don't celebrate their death. Because you need to remember, jobs have rules and there's fine print. And you know, most people don't read those rules. And it's weird because you sign up for the job and then they give it to you after the fact. I would say, why don't you give me that before I sign up? I need to read your rules and procedures to figure out whether or not I want to work here. Because you might have some rules and procedures that are draconian. Think ahead. Be in control of yourself. Be in control of your emotions. Don't be careless. Because in the end, they can give you some words that you may not want to hear, that you may not want to think about. By the way, it's Pop Off Friday. 833-212-1017 is the number. Anything giving you trouble, anything bothering you, anything on your mind that you just got to talk about. Well, guess what? I got a show full of it. Because you better be careful. Because if you're not, you know what they're going to tell you? They're going to tell you that Donald Trump words, those Donald Trump words he used to say. You're fired.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number.
Wisconsin to Indiana, the state where the suspect walked out of jail just 1 week before police say he caused a deadly crash here in Milwaukee. The case he was in custody for in Indiana also contained a police chase.
Only the family of the innocent victims know their true pain. Theirs is a loss measured in part with every fallen tear and each embrace.
I'm so sorry for your loss, ma'am.
The sentiment shared here.
I'm angry. We're angry, but at the same time, like, there's really nothing we can do.
Only made worse knowing a crime opened this wound. A crime that should not have happened. September 16th, just after 9:30 that night, a white Dodge Journey runs the light at 35th and Vliet and slams into the passenger side of a car which had the light. An innocent mother, her two sons, all died on the way home from soccer. The Dodge that hit them, stolen, records show, out of Elkhart, Indiana, some 200 miles away. It's the same city where the suspected driver, Trayvon Lawston, had just been arrested August 24th. In that case, according to the records, Lawston was driving a vehicle stolen from Milwaukee. And in that case, an officer writes, Lawston led police on a chase before dumping the vehicle. Police tracked him down and booked him into the Elkhart County Jail. The court gave him a $5,000 bond with the condition he not have any new arrests or commit any new crimes. And unlike Wisconsin, only 10% is needed to make bail. $500 got him out September 9th, the records show. That's just 1 week before he's accused of causing the deadly crash in Milwaukee.
And Trayvon Lawson is in custody here in Milwaukee. He has not been formally charged in Tuesday's deadly crash. Records show, though, in that chase and the Indiana chase, police say they found a gun with an extended magazine in both vehicles. Those two guns, Blake, are now off the street as well.
And that's WISN.com. 12 News investigates Derek Rose, the anchor. So, what are we doing where we let people out of jail right after they commit a crime? Which granted, he has a right. But if you've got something in another jurisdiction now, he should not be given bail this time around. He should not be given anything this time around. So then, what does the city have to say about it? I wonder. Like we've put so many things together and so many idiotic, what do you call them, groups and panels and task forces and all that crap. But in the end, what do we get? In the end, what exactly do we get? We get nothing. So now they want to look at the crash policy. How is it the policy when the people are the ones doing the driving? So you're going to stop the police from stopping people from doing, well, here's what the mayor said.
Recent police chases that
from
are
CBS 58
or deadly. Many are
they talk about
in how police respond to these.
The mayor says solutions won't happen overnight.
Any collateral damage today. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson talked about the issue, noting that the solution isn't something that can happen overnight.
It's important for us to understand that a policy change in the city of Milwaukee does not change policy in our surrounding jurisdictions. And pursuits will still happen. They will still occur. They will still enter into the city of Milwaukee.
Mayor Johnson says that the city continues to take all kinds of options and opinions into account as they are addressing this ongoing issue. One solution that has prevented previously is programming stoplights to make sure that drivers stay away from the path of ongoing chase. But DPW says that the technology isn't where it needs to be in order to make that happen.
How about we just teach people not to drive like fools? Is that something we can do? What are your thoughts? 833-212-1017 is the number. Can we teach people, young men and women, boys and girls, not to drive like fools? I would like to think so, but I don't think so. I would like to say to myself, hey, we can teach kids, but we can't. I don't understand it for the life of me. I just don't get it. I was driving today and there was a young lady driving behind and she's all on the bumper of the person that's next to me in the next lane. And then that person turned and she went straight and then she couldn't get through the parked car. So she had to wait till traffic passed and then she got behind me. And then she was just, if I had tapped my brakes, she would have hit me. Why? Like, for what reason are you even driving that fast? What is going on in your life? Do you got to use the bathroom? I mean, what is going on that bad that you literally need to drive 60 miles an hour in a 25 or 30 mile an hour zone? I just don't get it. I do not understand. Demetrius say, Dr. Ken, how are you doing? I went out and bought The Whiteness of Wealth by Dorothy Brown. Wonderful book on the black and white wealth gap along with taxation and the history of income tax. And he says, since it's pop-off Friday, I'll say this. I absolutely hate the term toxic masculinity. How does anybody else feel about that term? I think it's stupid. I think it's people's way to diminish men in society, to bash men in society. The one thing that men like, the one thing that you that women, I believe, and it's only me, love about men is their masculinity. Yeah, but it can be toxic. In what way? So when you argue, when men argue with women, they get upset. Don't argue. But when men argue for women, they love it. Like, it's just, yeah. Can't have it both ways. Cannot have it both ways. Let me see. Talking Text Line says, Curly Q said, I was driving west on Center Street one day and I could hear someone coming up behind me speeding. Sounded like a mosquito. They had to be doing 80 easily. And then Babar said, I deal with that kind of driving on Fond du Lac at 8 o'clock in the morning, driving 60 and forward. I don't get it. LaRon said he's on his way to see Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, and Sheryl Crow at Alpine on this beautiful evening. I heard the Willie Nelson concert wasn't all that. That's what I heard. Rumor has it the Willie Nelson concert was like, so-so. But I'm not into gospel music. Ugh. I love gospel. I'm not into country music, country and western. What other, is there a pop country? I don't know. I just don't do country. Like, the one thing that would turn me off is if Beyonce went to do country. Like, absolutely not. Like, no. Can't do it. Country music is like, in the immortal words of Tori Lowe, it's trash. Now, some of the young ladies that sing country music, you know, they're beautiful. Like Miss Guyton and Beyonce. She's pretty hot too, but I can't do the music. I can't. One, it's depressing. Country music is just depressing. Lost girlfriends, lost boyfriends, poverty, always hurt, crying, whining. It's just like, who wants to listen to that all day? You realize how many people like country music and it's like whiner music? And we wonder why men, you want a man to not be toxic? Play him country music. And he won't be. He'll be a punk and a wimp in no time. Crying and whining. Crying and whining. It's just, I don't get it. But since it's Pop Off Friday, you get to do that too. 833-212-1017 is the number. Today's weather, my computer will hurry up. All right. Tonight, the low is 64. They're expecting thunderstorms. Some may contain local heavy rain, especially this evening. Winds are from the east at 5 to 10 miles an hour. And the chance of rain was 50%. Now it's 70%. And as I was driving, the sky was looking kind of, you know, like it really didn't want to conform to having a beautiful Friday evening in September. So we got what we got. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017. No, not that. Sound like he was trying to tell me something, but anyway. Hey, it's definitely Friday. So, Al, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What you got?
Well, what I was going to say is I understand what Curly Q is talking about with the reckless drivers, but sometimes I be hoping that they'll hit a semi-truck or their car just slip over and their eyes come out and they hit.
For everything they're even thinking about, Charlie Kirk and people dying. Did you just hear my open? Can't you say something positive about, not even positive for the person, just don't say nothing negative about people dying.
Oh, no, I'm not saying nothing about none dying. They're doing us a favor, because if they kill themselves, we don't have to worry about our insurance premiums going up.
Oh, come on, really?
You know, you know that cemetery over there on 20th, between Tartaglia and 20th? Won't they can put the pedal to the metal and drink a whole fifth of Black Velvet and dumpster dive, front nose, clean it to the cemetery. That got open cars, open graves, and it's no aroma and no appointment necessary. And they can do us all a favor. And then Grandma can go get her groceries. Grandpa can drive his van. And they don't have to sit there and say, baseline is still stepping lane. You lean right into that gravestone. And if you got a family member in there, tell them scoot over and make room. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Like, what do you even say after that? See, the whole point of the 15 things that people need to think about before they end up like Jimmy Kimmel is, well, I guess not. If you're willing to live with the consequences, I guess it is what it is. LaRon said, country concerts and music are fun. Everyone is in a good mood and nobody gets shot. Except that time in Vegas. Well, then you can't say nobody, now, can you? Dimitri said, yes, this mumble rap is indeed ridiculous. If you want to listen to real rap, might want to listen to KRS-One. Woo! Public Enemy, X-Clan, Queen Latifah, Paris from the West Coast, MC Light, just to name a few. However, Curly Q said that I do know people who've been racially attacked at those shows at Alpine Valley, although LT, you be careful. So yeah, Beeb, y'all be. I ain't never going to a country music show. It better be something I really want to go. Like, I don't understand why people, like, I know people, I have friends that actually get together as groups and go black and go to these country music things. Cause you know, out in Arizona, they had those big, huge, wide open door. The sun is beaten down, and everybody's there dressed in their cowboy boots and hats and all that. And they just, they go all day. And I'm like, and it's like a two-day thing. I'm like, why? Why would you possibly go? Like, country music. Country music and mumble rap are the two types of music I'm never going to listen to. I'm never. And I was getting my hair cut, what little I have. And the barber had a DJ from Canada that was playing tunes, and it was all like mumble rap. And I'm going, I can't tell the difference between the song you played and the song you mixed in and the third song you went to. Like, so why would you listen to that? It's like listening to like a record at the end. And well, you have no, let me think, because y'all have no concept of playing LPs, you know, like regular records. It's like listening to a clothes dryer. It makes the same noise and it goes round and round. And in the end, it might do something. It might not. It might dry your clothes. It might not. But in the meantime, you have this monotonous sound, this noise of going round and round and round. Okay, that's it. I feel the same way about country music. I mean, unless it's Mickey Guyton. If it's Mickey Guyton, I might hang around and, you know, kind of, you know, like, listen. I'm just saying. Beyonce, it bothers me when a person plays music. And yes, I'm all over the place because it's Pop Off Friday. And if you want to pop off, 833-212-1017 is the number. Al already hit us you can too. I don't like people that change genres of music. If you play a certain type of music, play it. Who did Run DMC? Who did they had a song with?
Aerosmith.
Okay. But even that was like, hey, dude, pick one. Because it really sounded like rock. It really didn't sound like Run DMC. So what are we doing? One of my complaints today, and I don't know whether to go to it first. I think I'm going to go to the story I want to go to first, because toward the end of the show, one of my complaints is appropriation. And I guess it's too close to the break. No, it's not. It's my show. So black people have to appropriate white culture in order to work, get a job, survive in the world, the workplace, all those things. The social mores, living in America, following laws, rules, procedures. Should we stop other people from appropriating our culture? 833-212-1017 is the number. Should we stop other people from appropriating our culture? Now, I have no idea how to do that. I have no idea. They say it's a form of flattery. But News1.com has a story that begs to differ. MAGA rapper drops the N-word in a racist pro-lynching song. MAGA rapper Forgiato, F-O-R-G-I-A-T-O, Blow, released a new song that appears to promote lynching black people in response to the Charlie Kirk killing. He says in the movie, look, I'm not one of those old heads who think hip hop is dead, but I know one white boy who's definitely trying to lynch it. Is that saying that I say the fact that MAGA rapper, whatever his first name is, Blow, a.k.a. Kurt Jans, is even a thing proves white conservatives never really hated gangster rap? No, they never did. Their kids play it. And it's just their idea of a gangster as a Klan member doing a lowercase T-walk instead of the C-walk. They're fine with all the stuff about killing black men, though. It appears that Blow has responded to the slaying of his favorite white nationalist podcaster. And this is an opinion piece, by the way. Charlie Kirk, by teaming up with some country singer named J.J. Longhorn to produce a song about lynching black people. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back and listen to it. It's a track called Good and Evil, because I want to hear the context of it. Or are they just pulling one little part of it out there and saying this is what it said? Because that's what we do. That's what human beings do. We only gear ourselves to the parts we don't like. But they might be right. Blow also makes it a point to rap, we don't judge by skin, we judge by soul, right before he starts rapping exclusively about cases where black men are accused of murdering white people while dropping the N-word with a hard R. So, I mean, cultural appropriation. We let Eminem get away with it. Yeah, but Eminem can... I mean, we let Eminem get away with it. So what's this dude? I don't know. What are your thoughts? 833-212-1017 is the number. I'm trying to get over the phrase MAGA rapper. Like, those two don't even go together. That sounds kind of dumb. I'm just saying. Hey, want to remind you to stream and watch us on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Make sure you subscribe. Hit the notification bell so you never miss a live minute of a show. Like 1017 The Truth, Truth in the Afternoon with me, Dr. Ken Harris. Hey, I'm talking to you about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. When a customer chooses Pella, one of the most important things to them is honoring that trust and commitment. A lot of customers might have apprehensions about inviting somebody out to their home, but when you see the experience and the professionalism, you can trust them with bringing your project to life. Their vision is to be the company that people want to do business with. Order by the end of the month and get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Visit PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. So I'm looking at some of the, it was Walk This Way. Mumble rap is destroying a lot of people who are listening to it point blank. How? How's it doing it? LT said Beyonce's country is horrible. But they said Cardi B's. So do people recognize when they're doing and saying something because it's black? I wonder. I guess I should ask the question. 833-212-1017. Do you recognize when you say something or support something or do something, it's only because it's black? And that when white people do it, we call it racist? And that that is a form of hypocrisy? Anybody get that? Because somebody just says, you know, Beyonce's country is horrible. Yeah, it is. Somebody said boots and cowboy hats and Confederate flags. I said Beyonce sings country music. She doesn't have a Confederate flag. So that kind of goes against your argument, Dimitri. But anyway. Matthew said, oh, hey, complaining about music, it ain't for you. It's not for you either. I guess Matthew wants to be heard about on the radio again. So he's trying to like dust some stuff up and try to. Yeah, anyway. I'll just skip his name on the talking text from now on. I'll just skip that guy. Because that's the same person that made a statement on YouTube right now that if I attached, someone else did. There's so many quotes on here that if I read what the person said, they could potentially get blocked from YouTube. Because what they're saying shows that you have no empathy and no respect for human beings, regardless of who they are. What I'm seeing is that if they don't support what you say, believe what you believe, they're less than. Now, if I read that out loud, what do you think would happen? Like, dude, like what? Anyway, I'm skipping all that. Let me see. NWA. Dude, we got to be able to play it on the radio. Okay? Oh, man. Kane Brown and Darius Rucker are incredible. If you're referring to my statement. Yeah, I was, but no. No. I just don't listen to the music. It's just not my thing. And I almost apologize for it, but I don't. Because I don't like the music. I just don't like the music at all. It's like, it can come on a radio, I turn. I'm like, I've never ridden in a car with anybody that played country music. Like, if you like I had a partner on the police department, we were in a car, and usually the person that drives the car and brings a radio gets to play what they want to play. I listen to talk radio. I've been listening to it all day, 24 hours a day almost. They put on some country music. I say, hold up. No disrespect, but if I'm going to be in this car, I am not listening to country music. I will go back to the district and call in sick and go home sick. If I got to listen to country music Absolutely not. I got to draw a line somewhere. I don't want to be depressed by the time I go home. Anne said music is so subjective. Yes. And if it's subjective and it's my subject, it's up to me. She said, to each his own. So, and stop being passive aggressive. Say what you're going to say. Hey, it's Pop Off Friday. That's what I'm saying. SC said, Dr. Ken, did you ever share what the be quiet means at the end of your show? I remember Curly wanted to know as well. Did I miss the meaning? Yeah, you did. I don't tell it.
Be quiet.
I don't tell who it is, and I don't tell why it is. It just is what it is. Dimitri, we cannot play anything by Public Enemy unless I find it with lyrics. There's no profanity. I'll get like maybe 'not true. Sure, there's a clean version, but to hear the song, come on. Are you serious? Are you actually serious? There is no real way you can listen to Fight the Power without hearing, like, that's sacrilege. That is sacrilege. Like, you can't listen to Public Enemy without it being like what is it, the second or third verse? Mm-mm.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Now that's rap. This is rap. That other garbage y'all be trying to play. And you remember the movie? The movie is great. I'm just saying.
1989, the number, another summer. Sound of the funky drummer. Music hitting your heart, cause I know you got soul. Listen, if you're missing y'all, swinging while I'm singing. Hey! Giving what you're getting, knowing what I'm knowing, while the black band's sweating in the rhythm.
Anyway, 833-212-1017 is the number. They don't make music like that anymore. And say, use your sick leave then. That was when I was on a job. Quit it, Ann. You used to be so nice to me, Ann. Now you're so mean. See how she holler at me and stuff? See how she... What's up, Avery? How are you? Good. Anyway, P.E. was the first concert I attended and Digital Underground was there. Yeah, buddy. Dimitri said that's what I'm talking about. See? Y'all don't know no... Y'all know that... That nonsense y'all call music. That trash. And some of the music out today is phenomenal. It's great. And then some of it's just trash. And again, we go back to this thing that, oh, it's a black person, so we got to support it. No, you don't. No, it's trash. You don't support trash. Well, yeah, man, I guess some of y'all support trash. So I'm just saying. Some of y'all support trash, I guess. But I just have an issue with people that appropriate our culture and use it in a negative way. When we appropriate their culture, we have to do it the way they want us to. And I mean white culture. And I don't really care if anybody else listens to rap. Like, I don't. Bottom line is that I think, and tell me if I'm wrong, I believe we need to be more controlling of our culture. We need to be more controlling There's some things that you cannot do. Now, I need y'all to get over this part. Hair doesn't count. Hair doesn't count. If you could buy it yourself, it doesn't count. So if you could buy some hair, that's fine. Cornrows, you can't claim that. You can't claim dreads. You can't claim, like, so let's you know, that's fine. But the way we talk, the way we act, the way we walk, the way we sing, don't appropriate that. Do not appropriate it. Don't take it. Because then I'm going to get mad. It's just at a point where we need to stop people from taking what's ours. And we need to speak up. Hey, what's up, DT? We need to speak up and tell people, let my culture go. I know that was kind of silly and kind of, you know, but we need to start speaking up and telling people don't do that. You're not black. You don't get to do that. Just like you tell us we're not white and we can't move in your suburb. Top 5 at 5 up next.